Are you ready? Are you ready?
Live from Burbank, California, land of fantasy and make-believe, it's Savino Veritas. Featuring host, writer, humorist, experiential mystic, raconteur, and parallel parking expert, Tom Savino. Now, here he is with Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, Tom Savino.
Welcome everyone to 2015. Happy New Year. Let's get right with it to the Jack Benny special.
Christmas list?
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
Oh, good. Good. Now, look. Oh, Roger, look. As long as both of us are in the store here, I'd like to buy you your Christmas gift now, you see? Because I don't want to duplicate anything. See, what did I give you last year?
A brand new dollar bill.
Oh, yeah.
And a lecture on the evils of wine, woman, and song.
Well, that was just a gag, you know. I just did that to make you laugh.
I wish you'd have told me. I cried all night.
No, stop, will you? Now, let's see. Right at the top of the list, I got Don Wilson. Gee, I got to get him something nice, too. I don't know. Maybe something in the leather goods department. Maybe a nice wallet, huh? Mm-hmm. Don would like a wallet,
yes,
wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to see some wallets.
All right, we have a large variety here. All these wallets you see here are $1.98.
Well, they look nice. $1.98?
Yes, sir.
Hey, boss, what? Here's some better wallets right here.
Let's see. Oh, this is... Oh, Don would love this one. This is a real nice one.
That's genuine cowhide.
Cowhide?
Yes, sir.
How much is that?
$40.
Well, all right. I think Don would like this. He has been with me a long time.
Right,
I'll take this. Now, wrap it up as a gift and send it to Mr. Don Wilson, 4946 Whitsett, Beverly Hills. Hmm?
Beverly
Hills. Yes, sir. Oh, here's your money.
$40.
$40, yes, sir.
I'll make a nice package.
Yeah, to do that. Wrap it up in a nice Christmas package.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's a 10. Let's see, there's 20, 10. There's $40.
All right, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, wait a minute. Before you put that in, I want to write a nice note.
All right.
For him, you know, a little card for Don. Just one second. I don't know what to write to him. Just something kind of cute, I think. Let's see. To Don. This will be cute. Listen to this, Ron. How's this sound? To Don. This gift is from Jackie. Oh, golly, oh, shucks. I hope that you like it. It costs $40. Isn't that good?
Yeah, women tough to get around for $1.98.
Yeah, there you are. Now, put this in with that. And don't be... And see that Mr. Wilson gets it before Christmas.
Hey, you bet I will. I'll make a beautiful package for you. Don't you worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, let's see. Well, I got Don all set. Now, I want to get something for Mary. I think I'll get something in the jewelry department for Mary, huh?
Oh, say, boss... Do you mind if I do some of my shopping now?
No, go right ahead, and I'll see you later. Now, let's see. I wonder where the jewelry department... Oh, mister.
Yeah.
Pardon me, are you the floor walker here?
Well, what do you think I am with this carnation? A float in the Rose Parade?
I always run in... How can you keep a job as a floor walker?
My father owns the store.
Oh, and you're working your way up, huh?
No, I started as president. Hey, if you have a question for a floor walker, you better ask it fast.
I have no question, and I'm not going to ask anything. I'll find it myself.
Phew.
Always run into him every place. Now, let's see. I wonder where the jewelry department is. I gotta get...
The jewelry department?
Yeah.
Right over there.
Gee, I hope they still have a nice selection.
How do you do, sir? Merry Christmas. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to look at a watch, please. I want a watch.
For a man, a woman, or a dog?
A dog?
Well, this is Beverly Hills, you know.
Yeah, well, I'd like a lady's wristwatch. I don't know any dogs.
Well, we have a very large selection. Now, here's a lovely watch for $120.
Yeah, $120. How much of this one here?
Oh, well, that's only $12, but it's a very nice watch.
$12, huh? Oh, that's a beauty. I can hardly tell the difference here. I'll take this one here for $12.
All right, fine.
There you are. Now, wait a minute. There's 10. One, two, there's... There you are. There's your $12.
Thank you.
Gee, this is a... I can't tell the difference. This is really a beautiful watch, huh?
It certainly is. And it has an unbreakable crystal.
An unbreakable crystal?
Huh? Yes.
Well...
Here, try it out.
Oh, I don't want
to. Oh, go ahead. Go on, go ahead. Hit it with the hammer and see.
Oh, well, all right.
Do you want a gift wrap?
Gift wrap? I don't want it at all. I want my money back.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't return your money.
Oh, you can't, eh? Well, I'm going to get my money back.
Well, just a minute. Oh, Mr. Nelson.
Yeah.
Him again.
What is it, Miss Bennett?
Well, this man just broke a watch with a hammer, and he wants his money back.
Well, of course I broke the watch, but she told me to.
She told you to?
Yeah.
Well, good heavens, don't you have a mind of your own?
Of course I've got a mind of my own. But this young lady...
Young? Why, she's 42 if she's a day.
Talking about that. Now, look, I want my money back.
Oh, all right, Miss Valance. Give him back his money before he bites somebody.
What?
You're breathing on my carnation.
Oh, get out of here.
There you are. What a sore loser.
Well, this is certainly a fine store to do business with.
You walked in, Lotus Blossom. Nobody dragged you.
Oh, quiet. Heaven sakes. Well, couldn't get a gift for Mary. Anyway, I got Don all set. Now, let's see. Oh, I don't know, that card I sent to Don. I don't know. It didn't seem dignified enough for Christmas. Eh, I think I'll change the card.
Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir?
Look, I'm the fellow who was here just a little while ago. I bought that $40 wallet.
Yeah.
I'd like to change the card.
But, mister, I already got it wrapped with ribbon and pencil and little bells and holly.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, but you'll have to unwrap it, because I want to change the card.
But, mister, look...
Look, please, I'm a customer. Now, unwrap it.
Oh, all right. But it's so pretty. It's a dirty shame.
I know.
Such a nice ribbon and everything.
Yeah, I know, I just have to change the card.
Yeah, I like the card you had in
the but I have
place.
To change it.
I thought it was very witty.
All right. right. Now, this is much better. To Don, a very Merry Christmas from Jack. Huh? All right, now, put this in with the gift and wrap it.
Yeah, I'll wrap it.
Good.
A very original card to Don, a very Merry Christmas.
May I help you, young man?
Help me?
Well, yes, you've been standing in front of this counter for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Well, that's understandable. You're confused because it's Christmas time, because you have the Christmas spirit, you're buying Christmas presents, and there's so many different things to look at.
Well, that explains why I'm confused in December, but what about the other months?
I wouldn't know. I'm standing behind this counter because in a moment of wild enthusiasm, I sold my pants.
Well, you see, I got to buy something for my mother and father, and gosh, I don't know what to get them.
Well, maybe I can help. Looking at you, I can just picture your mother. Small, petite, gentle, with a kindly smile for everyone. Spends most of the time sitting in a rocking chair knitting.
That's my father. Now try to guess my mother. Boy, does she make him toe the mark.
You mean your father's afraid of your mother?
Oh, everybody's afraid of my mother. Well, you know, when I was born, the stork left me a block away from the house. It's a good thing I knew the address. Hey, you know, while I'm here, maybe I ought to get something for my boss, Mr. Benny.
Well, how about this silk shirt?
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That'll be fine.
Hi, Dennis.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Hi, doing your Christmas shopping, eh?
Yeah, I was just going to buy you a gift, and you had to walk up and spoil the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were buying me a gift.
Now you'll have to close your eyes.
All right, like this?
Okay, mister, you can wrap it up now. And put it in a shoebox so you won't know it's a shirt.
Can I open my eyes now?
Yeah. Boy, that was a close one.
Yeah, it certainly was. Look, Dennis, you bought me the shirt, did you? Now, why don't you go home before you get lost?
Oh, I can't. I'm working here.
In this store?
Yeah, they have me singing Christmas songs.
Here?
I can't live on what you pay me. I gotta go now. I gotta sing one song.
Can't live on what I pay him.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah, I can understand them wanting Dennis to sing here. Voice is so beautiful. Now, let's see what else
Jack,
do I have to
get. Jack!
Yes?
Not you. I'm talking to the elevator starter. You're not the only Jack in the world, you know.
I never ran into a guy like... Hey, he's right. I'm not the only Jack in the world. That gift I bought for Don Wilson. When I signed the card, I only put down my first name. Gee, $40 gift, an elevator starter can get the credit for it. I better change that gift.
Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir, what can I do?
Say him again.
Yes, look, I want to change that card again, sir.
Oh, no. No, no, no. First you buy the gift, then you write the card, then I wrap the gift. Then you change the card, then I unwrap the gift, then you rewrite the card. Then I wrap the gift again, and now you want to write another card.
You'll have to unwrap the gift. I'm sorry.
I already sent it down to the delivery room.
Well, then you'll have to go down and get it.
All right, I'll go get it. I haven't run into anybody like you in 20 years. Oh, why did the governor have to give me that pardon?
I don't know about that. Just
all
bring
right,
me my
I'll
pen.
I'll get it! No, with the red nose, reindeer.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm trying to get a kiss from my boss.
Your boss, eh? Well, mm-hmm. What would you like?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you've got a suggestion.
Well, what kind of man is your boss? Is he the athletic type?
No.
Is he the intellectual type?
Well, no.
The executive type?
No.
Well, perhaps the outdoor type.
No.
Well, perhaps he's the playboy type.
No.
I'm afraid there isn't very much left.
That's him. All right, here you are, mister. I found a package.
Now, please, let's
not have any more trouble.
No.
With all that beautiful wrapping and everything. Yeah. All right, you got the card ready?
Yeah. And listen, I changed the poem. I want you to hear it.
All right.
To Don, your pear-shaped tones, many announcers ape, but no one can ape your pear-shaped shape.
Yeah, clever.
I think so, too.
Attention, please. Santa and his reindeer have just arrived in the workshop. All you children, come up, tell him what you want for Christmas, and get your lollipops.
Peppermint, the same as last year.
Next. Hey, you're a big boy, aren't you?
That's funny. That card I made out to Don Wilson, I can't find it. I wonder where it is. Oh, Clark.
Now what?
Now what? I made out a card here for Mr. Wilson, and I can't find it.
Don't worry about it. I found the card, I put it in the package, I wrapped it as a gift, and I sent it down to the delivery room.
But I forgot to sign it.
Creating a scene.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The customer is always right. And this jerk is a customer.
Well, let's see. Now I gotta get something for my sister Florence. Maybe I'll get some lingerie for her. All right. Pardon me, would you wait on me, please?
Why not? Your money's as good as anybody.
I'd like to see something nice in silk lingerie.
Certainly. What size do you wear?
It's not for me.
Oh.
It's for my sister.
Oh, I see.
Now, what size? 34.
34, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole box of them.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
It's all that's nice lingerie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, will you lay it out? Just lay out the lingerie, please.
Just a minute.
I mean, why are you wearing gloves?
Well, touching that stuff with my bare hands makes me a nervous wreck.
What?
Especially the black ones.
Well, look, I haven't got all day. Look, just show me size 34 or some lingerie.
Oh, here's a nice little garment. A genuine pure silk 90.
Uh-huh. Well, this might be nice.
That's
Let's
pretty.
See. Let's see this. Oh, what are these loops for here?
The loops?
Yeah, the loops. The loops. Now, what are the loops for here?
Oh, when you go to bed, you hook them over your toes so the nightgown don't creak up.
How much is this one?
It's $15.
All right, I'll take this.
Oh, thank
right
you, sir. Yes,
$15?
Yes,
there you are. 10, there's 5. Now, I want you to send it to my sister, Florence. Florence Fenchel.
Florence Fenchel.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. Does she live near the loop?
Yeah, the loop. The loop. She's about 3 blocks from the loop. Yeah, here it is.
Oh,
there's
thanks,
her address. Now, send her a nice kiss this year,
yes, sir. How do you like that? Right through the loop.
Well, let's see. Oh, I mustn't forget to sign Don's card. Shopping, aren't you?
Well, I got you a gift, but I think I want to get you something a little better.
A little better gift for me? Mm-hmm. Oh, for heaven's sakes, Rochester. That's ridiculous. It isn't what a gift costs. You know, it's the spirit in which it's given.
I guess you're right.
Well, of course I'm right. What's the difference what you spend for a present? It's the thought that counts. What's the difference? It's $50 or $40 or $1.98. It doesn't... Just wait right here. I'll be right back. Oh, clerk.
Don't tell me you're gonna change the card again.
No. That's not important. I want to change the wallet.
What?
Instead of the $40 wallet, I want the one for $1.98.
Oh.
a nice young fellow. Let's see, $1.98 from $40. I got some change.
Come on, Rochester. Let's get out of this crazy store, huh? Yeah,
the Jack Benny Christmas show of 1960. That was on December 18th, 1960, produced and directed by James Kern. It was written by Sam Perrin, George Balzer, Hal Goldman, and Alan Gordon. And the music was scored and conducted by Melon Merrick. The cast, of course, was the famous Mel Blanc, Frank Nelson, Charlie Cantor, Maxine Semen, Richard Sedan, and Paul Maxey. And Benny Rubin was also in it, of course, Rochester and Don Wilson. The executive producer was Irving Fine, and it was a Desilu production. And right now, we're going to go right to the radio show of Jack Benny, a famous segment called After the Races.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Feeling low.
Feeling tense.
These 8 words are common sense.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
Your level best. That's just how you'll feel when you light up a Lucky. You see, Lucky's fine tobacco picks you up when you're low, calms you down when you're tense, puts you on the right level to feel and do your level best. It's important to know that fine tobacco can do this for you. And LSMFT, LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, smooth, mild, thoroughly enjoyable tobacco. So next time you buy cigarettes, remember, Lucky's fine tobacco puts you on the lucky level where you feel and do your level best, where things seem right and are right because you feel right. Yes, smoke a Lucky to feel your level best.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, for years, millions of people have heard Jack Benny on the radio. Last Tuesday night, our star made his debut on television here on the West Coast, and the reaction to Jack's first television appearance was electrifying. One man prominent in the entertainment world is Mr. Bertram Scott, who said,
I think Jack Benny going on television is going to be a wonderful thing for our industry.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a theater manager.
Thank you, Bertram Scott. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we bring you Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And Don, without trying to sound hammy, I want to say that my first show was a success.
I know it was, Jack. It was wonderful.
Did you see it?
Oh, yes, Jack. I invited 25 guests over to watch you on my television set, and I thought you were terrific.
Well, thank you. What did all your guests think of the program?
They didn't see it. They were sitting behind me.
Oh.
Say,
Jack, I bought a television set just so I could see your show last Tuesday.
Oh, that's nice, Mary. How'd you like it?
Well, I don't think they got it installed right. I kept getting three stations at the same time.
Well, gee, didn't you see me at all?
Yes, but all night long you kept fighting with Hopalong Cassidy to see who would marry Gorgeous George.
Oh, I get it. Wrestling. Gee, that's a shame, Mary. And everybody was so good on that show.
Oh, Jack, there was one thing I noticed on that show. You look so much taller than usual.
Well, actually, I was a little taller, Don.
Oh, were you wearing elevator shoes?
No, he was so busy he couldn't get to the bank to make a deposit.
Make a deposit. Some joke.
You know, Mr. Benny, my whole family watched you on television Tuesday night.
Oh, did they, Dennis? What do they think of it?
Well, my mother said if you're really 39, our television set has a wrinkled screen.
Your mother. She doesn't know anything.
That's a fine way to talk about a poor woman who's in the hospital with 72 stitches in her hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. That's a shame. How'd your mother happen to cut her hand?
When you came on, she took a swing at the screen.
Certainly glad I went on to it. Well, look, Dennis, I don't care what your mother thinks. Everybody else.
Hey, look,
thought...
Jackson, don't let them kid you. I saw you on television. You're pretty good. Pretty good.
Thanks, Phil. By the way, how did you like the ending when I played my violin?
I didn't see that part. Just you picked up your fiddle, the bartender turned off the set.
Oh, so you were in a bar?
No, it was Tuesday. That's the night the bartender comes to my house.
Oh, fine. Phil, I never saw a guy like you. If it isn't drinking, it's pool. If it isn't pool, it's horse racing. If it isn't horse
now,
racing...
Wait a minute, Dad. Don't blow your artificial top. You know, you went to the races yourself Saturday.
I know,
Phil. Oh, by the way, Jack, I meant to ask you, how'd you make out at Santa Anita?
Never mind, Don. Well, let's forget it. Let's get on with the
now,
show.
Now, for heaven's sake, Jack, are you still upset about losing?
Mary, I'm not upset, and I never was upset over losing.
Oh, you weren't, eh? Don, you should have seen the way Jack moped all the way home from Santa Anita.
Really, Mary, what happened?
Oh.
Well, Jack won on the sixth race, but he lost it all back and a little more in the last two. When the races were over, Jack, Dennis, and I were riding home in Jack's car. We rode for about 15 minutes in silence. Gee, it's fun going to the races once in a while.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time. How much did you lose, Mr. Benny?
Oh, only $4.75. It was nothing, really.
Well, Jack, I'm glad to see you taking it like a good sport.
Of course, Mary. What's $4.75? It's just the deposits on 237 Coca-Cola bottles. That's all. Yadda-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum, da-dum. How'd you make out, Dennis?
I won $8.
Oh. You won, eh? Well, I only lost $4.75. Did you win, Mary?
No, I lost $12.
Good. I mean, that's too bad.
Jack, I think you really are mad because you lost.
Don't be silly, Mary. It doesn't bother me at all. You know how I feel about money. Hey, you know, easy come, easy go. Let's forget it. Yadda-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum, da-dum. Rochester, did you lose much?
No, boss, I won $29.
Look, Rochester, you have no business betting on the races because you can't afford to lose.
But, boss, I told you I won.
All right. Just watch your driving. That's what you're here for.
Look, Jack, if losing bothers you so much, we won't discuss the races anymore.
Mary, I had completely forgotten about losing that $4.75 till you brought it up. Now, let's change the subject. Da-da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum, da-dum. The only thing on my mind now is that I want to get home for dinner by 6 o'clock.
What time is it now?
4:75. I mean... Now, look, once and for all, let's forget about the whole thing. What was that?
The exhaust pipe dropped off the car.
Oh.
You know, Jack, Ronald Coleman was sure mad at you for touting him onto the wrong horse.
He wasn't mad, Mary. It was Benita who slugged me. Anyway, I tried to help him all I could. What was that?
The generator dropped off.
Oh.
For heaven's sake, first the exhaust pipe drops off, then the generator. I don't see how this car keeps going.
It's a Maxwell. It's good to the last drop.
Yeah.
But you know, boss, I think this car needs a checkup. It ain't running so good.
Well, perhaps it could use some oil.
Why don't you give it some Saratan? It's old enough.
No, Rod, don't you remember we tried that once and Maxwell spelled backwards means nothing, you know? Now, let's drive right on home and step on it, will you? Ah, that's better.
Gee, we sure must be going fast. The foxtail just flew off the radiator cap. Lucky I caught it.
That's not a foxtail, and put it back on my head. Yada-dee-da-dum. Oh, Rochester. Rochester, there's a man standing there motioning for us to stop. Pull over to the curb.
Okay.
Yes?
Mister, do you know how to get to the public library?
No. No, I don't.
Well, you go back two blocks, turn left, and you can't miss it.
Thank you. Turn around, Rochester. What? I don't want to go to the library. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. Come on, let's get going. Da-da-dee-da-dum, da-dee-da-dum. Gee, I'm getting kind of thirsty.
Well, if you're thirsty, Jack, there's an orange juice stand right up ahead.
Oh, yeah, look at that sign. All the orange juice you can drink for 10 cents.
Rochester!
Don't look at me. Mr. Benny stepped on the brakes.
Well, of course. I'm thirsty.
Say, Jack, isn't that Phil Harris over there?
Yeah. Hey, Phil!
Huh? Oh, hiya, Livy. Hi, Jackson.
Hey, Phil, this is really a surprise, seeing you drink orange juice. How come?
Well, I've been living in California 15 years, and I thought it's about time I found out what the stuff tastes like.
Well, how do you like it, Phil?
For nothing proof, it ain't bad.
Well, you ought to know.
Hey, Phil, how'd you make out at the races today?
Great, kid. I won 90 bucks.
Won 90 bucks. Big show-off.
What's eating him? What's wrong with my winning 90 bucks?
I think it's a dirty trick. Puts Alice in a higher bracket.
Phil, Jack's upset because he lost $4.75. He even got mad at the horse.
I was not mad at the horse.
Then why did you shove your hand down his throat to get your lump of sugar back?
Oh, stop. Now, look, kids, I don't want to hear any more about my losing money. It isn't such a terrible thing.
Oh, Jack! Jack! Oh, hey, kids!
Oh, Jack, it's Don Wilson.
Oh, yes. Hey, Don! Hey, Don, what are you doing out this way?
Well, such a nice day, I thought I'd take the Sportsman Quartet out for a ride.
Take the quartet for a ride? Where's your car?
No car, piggyback.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, certainly, the tenor's sitting on the rumble seat. Hello, fellas. Say, Don, have you and the boys thought about a commercial for Sunday?
Well, no, we haven't, Jack, but we'll work on it as soon as we get home.
Well, say, Mr. Benny, since it's so close to St. Patrick's Day, I've got a song we can all sing.
Really? What is it, Dennis?
Clancy Lowered the Boom.
Oh, that'll be swell. All of us, huh? Oh, you start it off, Dennis. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, the Clancy! Oh, the Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom, 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 boom. Now, Mr. Benny's very good at telling jokes and such. In fact, he's good at everything except perhaps a touch. One day I asked to borrow 10. 'Twas then I sealed my doom. I reached for the cash, then quick as a flash, Benny lowered the boom. Oh, that Benny, oh, that Benny. If ever you look in his pocketbook, Benny will lower the boom, 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 boom.
Now they can kid him all they please by saying that he's tight. But they should see him when he buys his dinner every night.
Uh-huh.
He gives the girl a dollar, though you may think it's strange. Although the check is 95, he tells her to keep the change.
Oh, the Benny, oh, the Benny.
If ever he spends a buck and a half, we'll know we're in for a boom, 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 boom.
I went to Jackson Benny's house and walked right through the door.
Is that a fact?
And there at my feet a dollar bill was lying on the floor.
Uh-huh.
I looked around but couldn't see nobody in the room. So trusting my luck, I reached for the bucket, someone lowered a bowl.
That's the Benny, that's the Benny.
He scratches the middle of some poor fiddle and calls it love and bloom, 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 bloom.
Now when you want a cigarette, here's something I suggest.
What is it?
Why don't you light a Lucky Strike and feel your level best?
Oh.
They're made of fine and light tobacco, that you will agree.
That I will.
So listen to Jack and buy a pack of LSMFP.
Oh, the Lucky, oh, the Lucky.
We're sure to like a Lucky Strike. It'll chase away your gloom, 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 gloom.
Sure, and Clancy smokes them too, and that's why he's so round, so firm, and always feels his level best.
Ah, sure, and begotty, that was cute. Me old mother used to sing that to me. Taka, I love those special lyrics. Now, come on, kids.
Hey, kids, let's have some orange juice.
I gotta run along, Jackson. See you later.
Okay. Hey, Phil, wait a minute. Say, Mary, watch me catch him this time.
Oh, Phil.
Yeah, Jackson?
Do you know how to get to the public library?
Sure, you go back two blocks, turn left, and you can't miss it. I ran into the same guy.
Oh.
And next week, I'm going up to High Sierras and hunt bear. Do you want to play some more?
No, no, go on home, go on home.
Well, we're getting close to home, kids, and I'm really tired. What's wrong?
I think we're running out of gas.
You think we're running out of gas? What does the gauge say?
Put something in the pot, boy.
Oh. Well, look, there's a gas station, so pull in.
Okay.
Rochester, honk the horn so the attendant...
Jack, look who it is.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Well, Mr. Kitzel.
Mr. Kitzel, I didn't know you worked in a gas station.
Well, it belongs to my brother-in-law. I'm only helping out.
Oh, do you like this type of work?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Sometimes you meet such silly people.
You do?
Yes, this morning a fellow drove in with a brand new Cadillac and he said, fill her up.
Uh-huh.
So I put in 582 gallons.
582 gallons?
Ooh, I could have put in even more, but one window was open a little.
Mr. Kitzel, you're joking.
Yes. Oh, my. I'm ad-libbing.
Well, I thought so. Mr. Kitzel, how about the gas?
It's going in now.
Good, good.
Oh, Mr. Benny, while you're here, how is about a grease job? You know, I'll check your differential, your universal joints, spring shackles, wheel bearings, and your axle bolts.
Well, Mr. Kitzel, how did you learn so much about what's under a car?
From trying to cross Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's better if I don't grease your car. I always have trouble with the hydraulic lift.
You do?
Yeah. First it lifts the car too high and I can't reach it.
Uh-huh.
So I push the button and then it goes too low and I almost break my back.
Uh-huh.
Then it goes too high, then it goes too low, but I finally found a way to make it just right.
What do you do?
I light a Lucky to find my best level.
Well, that'll do it. Say, how much do I owe you for the gas, Mr. Kitzel?
$4.75.
Well, here you are.
Thank
Come on, Rochester. We'll drop Miss Livingston and Dennis Day off and then get me home. I'm so tired, I want to go to bed. Oh, it's nice being home, and it'll feel good to get undressed. Gosh, what a relief to get this high-starched collar off. I only wore it one day. It almost drove me nuts. I wonder how Hoover stood it all these years. Well, off with my sweater. Off with my shirt. Gosh, when I tell people I used to be a lifeguard, they laugh at me. Just look at those muscles. Look at those muscles, how they bulge. Hard as rocks.
I gotta stop wearing them in the shower. The buckles are getting rusty.
I feel good to get my shoes off. Aren't the track sure tires you out, though? Burns me up the way everybody thinks I'm mad because I lost $4.75. $4.75.
I'll make that up in no time. One guest appearance with Bob Hope and I'm all set.
Gee, it's good to get in bed. Yes, sir.
Oh, God, I'm tired. What a day.
There's nothing I like a good night's rest.
$4.75.
Gosh, what a crowd at the track.
Oh, mister, would you like to buy a program?
A program? Yes, how much is it?
$4.75.
Oh, is that all? Here you are, here's a dollar tip.
Gee, thanks.
Is the next race about to start?
No, it don't start for 20 minutes yet.
What are the people cheering about?
They saw you give me that tip.
Oh. I gotta win today.
The horses are coming out on the track for the next race. Johnny Longdon looks nervous on Autocrat. Eddie R. Carroll looks anxious on Triplicate. Ralph Neves looks calm on Hedgewood. Jack Benny looks beautiful on television.
Yeah, I do, don't I? See, I gotta win today.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
Come here a minute.
What?
Who you betting on?
Hedgewood.
Uh-uh.
What?
Bet on orange juice.
Orange juice?
Look at the odds. All you can drink for 10 cents.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're Mary Livingston. What are you trying to...
Just a minute, Bud. Leave her alone.
Who are you?
I'm her sister, Babe.
Oh, yes. You're prettier than your pictures.
Where's Dennis? Dennis? Dennis?
You're confused, old boy. I'm Ronald Coleman.
Well, if you're Ronald Coleman, where's your mustache?
Washington took it. Income tax, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. I got to win today. I know what I'll do. I'll go to the paddock and look at the horses. Here's the horse I'm going to bet on. Hello, horsey. Whee! You know, I bet a lot of money on you. Whee! Are you going to win today?
Ooh, am I?
Horse? If you're a horse, how come you can talk?
I can't. The horse next to me is a ventriloquist.
Wait a minute. That's an old joke.
I can't help it. The other horse is Fred Allen.
Oh.
The race is about to start. Make your bets.
My bet. I gotta make my bet. I gotta win $4.75. Hold down if the window is closed. I'll rap on it. Open the window. What happened?
When you opened the window, the gasoline ran out.
What? Oh, here's the betting window. Mister, here's $10. Give me a ticket on library.
You got the wrong window. Go back 2 blocks and turn left.
Thank you.
There they go. Triplicate is in front. Autocrat is second. Library is third. And Don Wilson is fourth, fifth, and sixth.
Wilson.
Coming around the far turn, library is first, straddle is second, Bill Harris is bottled in and he likes it.
Come on, library. Only 2 blocks more and turn to your left. Come on, library.
Now coming to the line of finish. Wait a minute. The finish line keeps moving ahead. The horses can't reach the finish line.
Come on, library.
The finish line is still moving away. It's moving away. It's passing through Anaheim, Azusa, and
Come on, run. If you don't win, I'll lose $4.75. Come on, run. Run. Huh?
Boss, you must have been dreaming about horses.
How do you know?
You're riding the bedpost.
What?
Side saddle!
Gee, Rochester. I just had the most exciting dream. I won't be able to go back to sleep now. Get me some Ovaltine.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, boss, after you went to bed, a special delivery came for you.
Special delivery? What was it?
A refund from the Income Tax Bureau.
How much?
$4.75.
Good. Never mind the Ovaltine. I can sleep now. Good night, Rochester.
Good night, boss.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the American Red Cross is in the midst of one of its most important campaigns to continue helping our hospitalized veterans, to say nothing of its many other services to our communities. The Red Cross in action is America in action. So won't you please give generously to your Red Cross chapter. Give through the Red Cross, the heart of America. Thank you.
Jack, we'll be back in just a moment. But first...
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
Smoke a lucky.
To be your level best.
Yes, friends, when you're feeling low, Lucky's Fine Tobacco picks you up. And when you're tense, Lucky's Fine Tobacco calms you down. That's why it's so important that you select and smoke the cigarette of fine tobacco Lucky Strike. For as every smoker knows, LSMFT, LSMFT, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. No wonder more independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen smoke Lucky Strike regularly than the next two leading brands combined. Yes, Luckies are the overwhelming choice of the men who really know tobacco. So when you choose your cigarette, be sure to make it Lucky Strike and get on the right level, the lucky level, where you feel your best and do your best. Yes, next time you buy cigarettes, ask for a carton of Lucky Strike.
Feeling low.
Feeling tense.
These 8 words are common sense.
Smoke a Lucky.
To feel ever best.
Smoke a Lucky.
To feel ever best.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be with you again next Sunday night at the same time, and we're going to have a special guest star.
Who's it going to be, Jack?
I'm not going to tell you, Mary, but I'll give you some clues. If he isn't tall and thin, he'll have red hair and freckles.
But, Jack, that's so confusing.
Well, Mary, next week for our guest, we're going to have either Van Johnson or Gary Cooper. Whichever one I can get cheaper. Good night, folks.
Be sure to hear Dennis Day in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Stay tuned in for the Amos and Andy Show, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting.
That was the Jack Benny radio program, and the segment was called After the Races. Now, an interesting thing about this segment, it states that it was broadcast on 1939. However, that can't be accurate because they were referring to his first television appearance just days before the broadcast of that show. So I don't think the 1939 listing of that program as being broadcast in 1939. I don't think that's accurate, but it was a long time ago. Regardless, if it was 1939, we're talking about 76 years ago, because now it is 2015. Happy New Year, everyone. Tom Savino here, coming to you from Burbank, California, live on SRN1 from Canada. And you're listening to Savino Veritas, and a special tonight, a little gift of Jack Benny, great humor from days gone by. Of course, the present is 2015, but we all have a past and a future. And if you have a question that you can't answer with your logical mind, and you're wrestling with an issue, consider this, friends. It may be a big help for you in 2015. Mo, through an exclusive arrangement with Urgin Yeshe, Tibetan divination expert, Savino Veritas listeners may have their tough questions answered. Through the universal synchronicity of Manjushri, seer of all past, present, and future, Urgin Yeshe reads your questions and throws the dice for you. More importantly, he'll answer your questions based on Manjushri's guidance, which Yeshe will invoke for your reading. The price? $22. Submit $22 to PayPal, and one well-thought-out question to tjsavino22@gmail.com.
Should I go to college or not?
What's the best way to advertise my business?
Can I trust my boyfriend to be faithful?
What's the best month for the wedding, May or June?
Will I ever get pregnant?
Who's the best candidate to fill the supervisor's job? May I count on my best pitcher to win this game?
How much should I gamble at the casino?
Do I need to go see the doctor about this condition?
Is Atlanta the right place for me to move?
Should we increase our homeowner's insurance?
If I get the job, will it help our relationship?
Will marital therapy keep us together?
Where should I look for my lost ring?
Will I ever find it? Can I? Should he?
Should he?
Will they? When will? Can? Questions.
Questions.
Money.
Love.
French enemies. Mo.
Mo. Tibetan divination. Give it a try, friends. I think you'll be really surprised at how right on target the answers will be. Send a well-written, well-thought-out question to tjsavino22@gmail.com. Now, here's a great special on that. For a limited time, we are looking for people who can give us testimonials as to how accurate these answers were for you. So, you don't need to pay $22 in PayPal. Send us the question first. If you're satisfied, then you can pay the $22 at tjsavino22@gmail.com PayPal. But see if it works for you first. It's just a little past midnight on the East Coast, and of course the SRN1 station and headquarters is on the East Coast of Canada, in Ottawa, I believe, and we are going to hear the news now in that local area from Phil Hong. Phil Hong will be joining us in just a moment. I want to wish you a very happy New Year, Phil, and all the folks up in Canada, in the local area of SRN1. Thank you for listening, and right here is the news now with Phil Hong.
Good evening, Tom. Police are warning of a drug in circulation that's more potent than LSD. This comes after a 17-year-old from Richard Stouffville was hospitalized after purchasing the drug 2,5-INBMOE. Two Stouffville pharmacy employees are recovering after being robbed of narcotics. The suspect held the store at gunpoint and then bound the hands and feet of two workers with duct tape. And a Brampton man is facing a slew of charges after a street racing incident in Coburg. Andrew DeRocha, 24, is charged with multiple driving, drug, and theft-related offenses. Snow or rain, highs from freezing to +4 or +5. This update is brought to you by Frank Atolo on 148.ca. Forget New Year's resolutions. Organize your testament. More with Frank at 148.ca/Frank. I'm Philip Hong, and that is the latest from the SRN National News Center. Happy New Year, Tom!
On December the 20th, 1954, Jack Benny television show aired this upcoming episode about a New Year's Eve, which was just last night. So here is the Jack Benny episode on New Year's Eve. It was written by Sam Perrin, George Balzer, Milt Joseph Berg, John Tackerberry, Alan Gordon, and Hal Goldman. The music was director was Mahon Merrick. And it was produced by CBS Television Production. Here it is. Enjoy.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
And that's the reason that I haven't made a picture in 15 years.
But you know, Mr. Benny, from all the things you've told me, I think I'll get a wonderful story for my paper.
Well, I'm glad. I could have told you a lot more, you see, but I really have to go to that big party tonight, and I don't want to be late.
Well, I won't keep you any longer then, Mr. Benny. Now, if you'll just tell me how to get to your office from here, I'll pick up the pictures to go with the story.
Oh, to my office?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, look, when you leave here, you go straight down the street, you see, until you get to the Bank of America. Mm-hmm. Then you turn 4 blocks to your left. You see, until you come to the Union Bank. then go about 6 blocks to the right, and you'll come to the Citizens National Bank. Then go back left again until you reach the First Federal Savings. Then keep going right straight on from there, and you'll come to the Security First National Bank. And then just about 2 blocks to the left, you'll come to my office. It's on the corner of Selma and Vine.
Well, if it's on the corner of Selma and Vine, wouldn't it be easier if I just went straight down Sunset Boulevard?
Well, yes, if you don't care about scenery.
Thanks again for the interview, Mr. Bennett.
You're welcome.
Oh, say, there is one thing I would like to clear up, if you don't mind.
What's that?
It's that rumor that's been going all over town about your being thrown into the swimming pool at Mervyn LeRoy's party last New Year's Eve.
Well, that rumor is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. In the first place, I wasn't even at Mervyn LeRoy's house last New Year's.
You weren't?
No, sit down. I'll tell you about it.
All right. Well, what were you
now,
doing?
Now, last New Year's, I remember this distinctly because we were doing a show, you see, that night. Mm-hmm. And it being New Year's Eve, I asked Don Wilson after the show to bring the whole gang into my dressing room so we could celebrate.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care? What the heck do we care? Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care now?
Hey, wait, not my ear.
Where's Jack? I want to wish him a happy New Year.
Oh, he's in the other room changing clothes. Hey, Jack, hurry up. Everybody's here. Bagby, Remley, Sammy, everybody.
I'll be right with you, fellas. Well, while we're waiting, let's get started. How about a beer?
Hey, Sammy, one beer.
One beer. Coming up.
Hey, fellas, where's Dennis? I don't know. Hey, Dennis, what's holding you up?
I'll be with you as soon as I change my clothes.
Well, change later. Hey, fellas, wasn't Dennis just great in our New Year's Eve sketch tonight?
Oh, wow. Yeah, he sure fit the part.
Well, happy New Year, Dennis.
Yeah, happy New Year. It's the last time I'll ever wear a costume like this.
Why, you were great. You fooled everybody.
That's the trouble. When I was walking down the hall, a woman picked me up and burped me. Reason. I'm going to go get some clothes on.
Take your snappy, Dennis. We're going to leave for my house in just a couple of minutes.
Don, it sure is nice of you and Lois to have us over your house for New Year's Eve.
Well, this is the time of the year we should all be together. And besides, Lois loves to do it.
Yeah, we have such a ball at your house, Donzie.
You remember the year you had the swimming pool filled with gin?
Bagsby stuck a toothpick in his mouth and dived for olives.
Hey, Jack, what's keeping you? We're waiting.
Here I come.
Coming, fellas. Now, let's all sing to him, huh?
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, Jack.
Jack, for heaven's sakes, you didn't have to dress up like that just to come to my party.
Oh, Don, I thought I told you. I'm not going to your party.
You're not.
No, you kids will just have to get along without little Jackie. I've got a date, and I'm going to pick her up in about a half an hour.
Well, so that's why you're all dressed up, huh?
Look kind of classy, don't I?
Classy? You look like the head pot man in a mortuary flower shop.
flower shop.
Hey, Sammy, watch it. Remember when he made a crack like that last time, what he did to you?
Yeah, roots and all.
As long as I'm not going to be with you fellas later.
Oh, Jack, look. Yeah. Why don't you bring your girl over to my house?
Are you kidding? Not this girl. Not Gloria.
Gloria? Hey, she must be a new one, isn't she?
That's right.
When did you meet her?
Oh, a couple of months ago.
Is she a blonde or a brunette?
No more questions. I know you're all curious, but I'm not talking.
Okay, fellas, I'm all ready. Let's go. Oh, Mr. Benny, can I ride with you?
Dennis, Jack isn't going to be with us tonight.
He isn't?
Of course not. Can't you see the way I'm dressed?
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me who it was. I want to have a good time tonight.
It's not that. The reason I'm dressed like this, I'm going out with a very special girl. And fellas, as long as we're not going to be together later on, I'd like to drink a toast with you.
Oh, hey, that's good.
Excellent.
You can share with us.
Okay.
That's the Dante.
Hey, fellas, what's with Ramley? Why is he drinking all that water?
He's got a long night ahead of him. He wants to get those chasers out of the way.
I knew he'd have a good reason. Hey, Ramley, come over here.
Come here, we're gonna drink a toast.
Here, have mine.
No, I'll take mine.
Well, fellas, we're soon coming to the close of another year. And all of us being here together like this, it brings a warm glow to my heart. And I'd like to take this moment to express to you, my associates, my sincere appreciation for your loyalty, your talent, and your help.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
Last year, our rating was down, they sued us.
I did not. I want to wish you all good luck, good health, and a very happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Banks.
Look, Jack, why don't you change your mind and bring your girl over to my house?
Don, I can't do that. We've got everything all planned. Now, the first thing, Gloria and I, we're going to have cocktails at a little place on the beach. See? Then we're going to have dinner at the yacht club. And then we're going to dance in the New Year in the Emerald Room. I hope you fellas have as much fun as I do.
Well, Mr. Benny, there's a call for you. It's a young lady.
Oh, that must be Gloria. I'll be right back, boys.
I don't know about you guys, but I think it's pretty rotten of Jack not to be with us on New Year's Eve.
Look, fellas, Jack Benny's a big star. If he's got something else he wants to do, that's his privilege.
I'm just as glad he isn't going to be there, because I always have to wake him up at midnight and wish him a Happy New Year.
Hey, Dennis, while we're waiting, how about a song?
All right. Hey, Charlie, give me an introduction, will you?
Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo fillet. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. An Englishman has manners, an Englishman has charm. They say it's truly difficult to ruffle his aplomb. He'll hold you and he'll kiss you, but wherever he may be, at 4 o'clock he'll have to stop to sip a cup of tea. But an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When the rope turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. A Frenchman is romantic. The French have savoir-faire. When he makes love to you, it's always très, très debonair. He'll say to you, toujours l'amour, my life on you depends. But next day he'll be making love to three of your best friends. An Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart away. The German man is steady. Ach, du lieber Kind, the German man is smart. For he'll come round and round again to win the Fraulein's heart. But you can lose him easily and make him hide his face. When he comes round to see you, tell him, this is not the blade. But an Irishman will steal your heart away. He'll bedevil you and beguile you with his hullabaloo belay. When the brogue turns on the brogue, your heart will go astray. Oh, an Irishman will steal your heart. Oh,
that was great.
Hey, fellas, how about some more music?
Okay, Don, why don't we practice the song we're going to do at your house tonight? You know, the one where you play the tuba.
Don, you play the tuba?
Well, I kind of wanted to surprise my wife. I've been practicing all week.
Come on, Dossie, let's hear you do it.
Okay.
We made it. All right, Dan.
Think of saving $10, $20, $30 or more on car insurance. For careful drivers, think State Farm Insurance.
That's great, but next time, really do it. Really blow it.
All right, from the top again then, huh?
Think of saving $10, $20, $30 or more on car insurance. For careful drivers, think State Farm Insurance.
Hello? Gloria? Well, I'm all ready and raring to go. Look, I'll pick you up in about a... What? You can't go? But Gloria, I made reservations and everything. I'm all dressed up. I look like a doll. But, Gloria, it's New Year's Eve. You've got to go. Well, isn't there some way you can make it? You can't, eh? Well, I guess if you can't, you can't, that's all. Yeah. Well, goodbye. Happy New Year.
What are you staring at? Gloria had a good excuse. And she's nuts about me, too. Well, she is.
We're on our way, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Hey, happy New Year. Hey, fellas, about tonight.
Look, Jack, you don't have to apologize to us. We understand. You're a big star, and you can go out wherever you want.
But, fellas...
Have a good time, Mr. Benny. Oh, happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Jack.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Monkey, so why don't you look where you're going?
I'm sorry.
Well, watch it, bud.
Like him, but it can't be. A big star like that wouldn't be alone on New Year's Eve.
Maybe we can find a bar around the corner.
I hope so. I gotta get some more scotch.
Harry, you were drinking bourbon.
I was drinking scotch.
Harry, you were drinking bourbon.
Now, look, when I say I was drinking scotch, I was drinking scotch.
And I'm telling you, you're drinking bourbon.
I'll show you.
Hey, mister, was you settling an argument? Tell me, was I drinking bourbon or scotch? Tell me, what was I drinking, bourbon or scotch?
Look, fella.
I'll give you one more hint.
Look, mister. Hey, take your friend away from here, will you, please? I mean, this fallout is taking the polish off of my shoes.
Come on, Harry. No offense, Bob. Happy New Year.
What a night. Might as well get a cab and go home, I guess. Oh, kind of chilly. I'll get a bowl of soup.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Like a nice table by the window?
No, thank you. I'll sit over at the counter.
Oh, please sit by the window. It'll help my business if everybody see how nice my customer is dressed.
Well, I'm just having a bowl of soup, so I'll sit at the counter there.
Okay, sit by the counter. That's fine.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, sir. We have a nice $2 special dinner tonight. Steak, mashed potatoes, string beans, and for dessert, nice apple pie a la mode.
No, thank you.
If you sit by the window, I give it to you free.
No, thank you.
What'll it be?
I'll have a bowl of soup.
You want a sandwich or some toast with it?
No, thank you, just soup.
You want some crackers with it?
No, just soup.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay, here's your soup.
Thank you.
Gee, I'm sorry about tonight.
That's all right, Gloria. Forget it.
But honest, Jack, Rosie promised she'd work for me tonight.
Rosie, all the time it's Rosie. You could have let me know before the last minute.
I'm sorry.
I don't want any soup anyway. Going home.
I'll be off at 3:00.
3:00? Well, isn't that just dandy? I'll give your phone number to my milkman. Got my cane.
Going out and celebrate tonight.
I was, but things didn't work out. Hey, what are you doing here so late? I thought you were going out tonight.
Oh, I am.
Well, it's almost midnight. You better hurry.
Boss, on Central Avenue, Father Time lingers till we get rolling.
Really?
Sometimes we roll right into February.
Well, you better get going, Rochester. Go ahead. Have a lot of fun tonight.
But what are you going to do, Mr. Benny?
Oh, I'll just sit here by the fireplace and read a book and go to bed. I'm always tickled to death to get to bed anyway. Go ahead, Rochester.
If you're going to stay home, I'm going to stay home with you.
Rochester, now look at me. I'm not going to spoil your evening. Now you go ahead and have a lot of fun. Now go ahead.
No, I'm going to stay right here with you, and we're going to greet the new year together.
Well, if you want to, we... Oh, now wait a minute. That's ridiculous. Now go ahead, Rochester. Please go.
No, I'm going to stay here with you.
Well, if you insist.
I'll go get a can of beer out of the icebox, and we'll drink to the New Year.
Oh, no. Listen, if you're willing to stay here on New Year's Eve and be here with me and miss your party, we're not going to open a can of beer. We're going to open a bottle of champagne.
We're going to witch a what?
A bottle of champagne. Now, there's a cold bottle in the refrigerator. Go ahead and get it.
Okay.
Hurry up. Look at all those people out there. Hey, it's midnight. Rochester, hurry! Right on time.
Here's the champagne.
Well, open it. What's taking you so long?
We've never opened one before.
Now yours, Rochester.
What? Oh, boss. What? I was going to take these to the party.
Yeah, we'll wear them here. Our own little party. Pour yourself a drink.
All right.
Happy New Year, Rochester.
Happy New Year.
Well, it certainly is an interesting story.
Well, I've got to run along now, really. I mustn't be late at this party because everybody who is anybody in Hollywood is going to be there.
Well, Mr. Benny, you don't mind if I just stay here and fill in my notes, do you?
No. Thank Anything you, you want, just ask Roger.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Rochester, is Mr. Benny going to play his violin at the party?
Certainly. That's what they hired him for. Good night, folks. You'll see Mr. Benny next week for Lipton Tea.
Well, you've been listening to the Jack Benny New Year's Eve special back from 1954. And this is Savino Veritas. Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California. We will see you next week, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on SRN1 at 148.ca/1. Tom Savino saying Happy New Year!